say my hair left the closet, I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light, and my heaven is a nice house in the sky. Got central heating, and I'm alright. Yeah. Can't see the light, keep it locked up inside. Don't talk about it, just talk about the weather.
Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. It's Labor Day, and it's time to talk Moeller soccer. I am Rob Ebel with ESP Media. We're here with head coach Mike Welker. Coach, happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
It's been a good past week for the Crusaders. Wow, things are all great. And before we go any further, we have to point out that since it is an off day, the entire Welker family is in the studio. We have your wife, Megan, Levi, and Mason all in studio. How we doing, gang?
Awesome. You can hear Mason's excited over there. He wants to get involved. So I apologize in advance if there's any background noises. But
hi there. Look at him smiling.
he's very happy right now. So he should be. It was a good week for Moeller soccer.
So he's gravitating toward the mic, so we may hear him today.
Yeah. He's the one that I think is going to be like me.
See? So. Hi.
The parrots are going to hate me for this one.
This is great. Yeah. So a great week for the Crusaders. We ended the podcast week, if you will, 4-0-1. So fantastic stuff. So let's go back.
Yep.
Tuesday, August 29th, we hosted Lakota West. The JV game was canceled because the pending doom that was coming in. But it was unbelievable. We adjusted for broadcast filming, and the skies opened. It was beautiful.
Right.
And let's talk about West. Pretty much everything you expected, right, Coach?
Yeah. Everything that we talked about, everything that we knew going into the game. We knew Cooper's a great coach. We knew Lakota West wanted to, continue to show their dominance over us. They're just always beat us. There's always something to Lakota.
Because I think you mentioned in the last podcast that you didn't think you had beaten them.
No, I never have, ever. As a player, as a coach, they're just a good program. And Cooper's just a great coach. It was a weird day. When the JV game got canceled, I was even joking with Gady. I was like, man, I just wish we could cancel this because the vibe was weird. It was just an overall weird vibe going into that game.
Sure.
The Lakota West players, they had to sit in our cafeteria because of the elements and everything, and there were some signs hanging up that were anti-Lakota West.
Sure.
So I was like, that didn't help going into the game, that they got to see all
it's
that.
Like press clippings on the
wall. Yeah, I'm like, come on. So I should have ripped it all down before they got in there, but they already saw it, so whatever. Nate Binkley, who transferred to Lakota West, he was, a family friend.
Sure.
He saw it, and he was like, Welker was this all about? I was like, whatever. they're all great kids. And the game itself, they took it to us. They wanted to show that what I said beforehand, that they're a top three team in the city, and they showed it. They're really, really good. They played us extremely well. They won a lot of the 50-50 balls. They actually had really good opportunity. They hit a post. They had a bunch of really good opportunities early, and we just kind of weathered the storm, kept fighting back, stayed into it, and ended up out of there with a tie. So.
Right. As you walked down the stairs, you were okay with a tie based on everything that went into that game.
Yeah, well, and when we scheduled these first five games,
sure,
like a tie, we were like, oh yeah, great, a tie. I think our expectations are now higher, and we're believing more in ourselves, and we're playing extremely well. And especially when Ben got hurt, we were like, okay, if we can get through this stretch, we left with a tie, and I said to myself, we didn't give up, we were able to fight back from adversity. That's the second time now, and then as we talk about more games, that was the second time that we've had we've been scored on first. So it's just it's difficult, but I'm happy that we were able to escape there with a tie for sure.
Yeah, so some positives, obviously, even though it was tie, some positives coming down the stairs. And then we traveled to Lakota East on Thursday. And I don't want to say trap match, but there were the makings of you guys could back off a little bit. Because they had a good club.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have one of the best players in the city in Birdsong. And he is unbelievable player and unbelievable talent. We knew going in that, you know, if you sleep for a second,
sure,
he and the rest of his teammates can capitalize. And they kind of dominated that game to start. You know, we took their best – we took their best punches to start the game, and you know, they played extremely well. It took us about 15, 20 minutes to settle down and finally get into the swing of things. I think we went into half 0-0, and to start the second half, we scored a goal maybe 2-3 minutes in, and then scored another goal maybe 6 minutes in.
Right.
So, you know, they played us extremely well. And, you know, I told the guys, like, it doesn't matter what anyone else is ranked. If you're the number one team in the city – and your molar, by the way, like,
yep,
your molar.
Double bullseye.
Everybody is going to give you their best game.
Right.
And they want to beat you, and they want to beat you bad. And you have to be ready from the very jump for any team that we play moving forward.
It sure seems like this team gets that.
They do. They sometimes do.
Yeah.
What they get is the bigger picture. They get that, you know, we're working for mid-October, but they also get that you know, just because you get scored on, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, Mason's really, really, you know, talking about East over there.
He's throwing it down.
Yeah.
He is throwing it down. And then Saturday, we hosted Sycamore.
Yep.
At the Jerry.
Yeah.
And how about that crowd?
That was awesome.
I mean, it felt like we were in London.
Yeah.
You know, right. Yeah. With the
yeah.
mist.
Yeah. I said this was like the Manchester Derby, like going in.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, it was great environment. It was just fun. Before we talk about the match, it's just nice that we're playing GMC schools again. We talked about it in a previous podcast, but it was just so nice to have Sycamore come over, and that atmosphere was wonderful.
Well, and I think the biggest thing for me as a coach, when I started doing the schedule, I said I wanted all three levels to always try to play on Saturdays together. And when you do that, you get much bigger crowds, you get
right.
much better program participation. You know, so our JVB program played at 1, JV at 3, and then varsity at 5. It just brings a bigger crowds for varsity, but it also gets like your JVB team to see how varsity plays, the JV team. So it was just good. I mean,
they get to see what it takes. You know, they hang right. around and see the speed, the physicality, just everything that's involved in a varsity match,
yep.
Different than JVA and JVB.
Yep. Oh, and the game itself, you know, Sycamore's awesome. They scored on us in the first maybe minute, 2 minutes into the game. We came back. It took us about, again, 15, 20 minutes to figure out what was going on. Scored, then they scored. So we went into half. Did we go into half 2-1 or is it 2-2? We scored twice. So it was 1-0 and then 2-1 us.
1-0, 1-1.
2-1 us.
2-1.
And then 2-2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
so right. we went into half 2-2. The halftime speech was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
There was some passion involved in that, but it was very.
There usually are with your halftime speeches.
It was very simple message. The guys took it to heart. They came out. Had a really good opportunity the first 30 seconds. Sycamore had a really good opportunity, and then we were able to capitalize about 3 minutes in. So to finish that game 4-2, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the guys.
Right.
That again, so of those five games, when you're playing Mason, Anderson, West, East Sycamore, we were down three of those games.
Right.
You know, we were down three of those games. And for us to walk out of there 4-0-1, you know, I can't say enough about Will and the rest of the seniors' leadership of it.
Correct.
Doesn't matter if we get scored on first. Last year, we would have crumbled. We would have crumbled
sure.
immediately. This year, it doesn't matter if we go down early or not. You know, we work to get back.
So. Right. So before we talk about JVA and B, one of the things that I'd like to mention, because the last three matches – were sponsored by David Rodrigo
yep.
and his company. He stepped up, and so all of the non-league matches this year have been brought to you by David Rodrigo. So let's
yep.
talk a little bit about that as we hear the boys get fired up here in the background.
Mean, this is how much veterans you and I have become. That
yes.
we're just rolling through all this, so it's all good.
Megan's back there taking
yeah.
care of everything,
yeah.
and we're just
right.
rolling right
through. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about David Rodrigo and sponsoring
yeah,
the broadcast.
It was huge. You know, when we kind of, you know, you and I were joking, but not really joking before the season, I was like, man, I need help.
Right.
You know, I really need, you know, I need someone to come in and step up. And I think when we were doing those plugs during, you know, the first two asking for help, you know, it's great that they stepped up. And it's really just the embodiment of this varsity team that, you know, it is all hands kind of on deck, and everyone wants to be involved, whether it's planning, you know, team dinners, whether it's helping out here, whether it's helping out there. You know, it's a good, good, good group of kids, and it's a good group of families, and they enjoy being around each other, and they're having a ton of fun right now with Molder Soccer. So
it's great.
It's all good.
So we wanted to say a little shout out and a thank you to Mr. Rodrigo for being able to broadcast that. Let's transition into JV and JVB. Once again, this is Rob Ebel with ESPN Media with head coach Mike Welker, the Molder Soccer Podcast. I think this is number four.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
JV is 3-1-1. They tied East 0-0, and Saturday beat Sycamore 2-0.
Yep.
And then JVB 3-0. This week they played Ryle B, beat them 5-1, and Sycamore 3-0. Coach, you got to be pleased with your low levels.
Yeah. You know, our JVB team, you know, I spoke to them after the Sycamore game. They continue to impress me. They're a lot like our varsity team with their resiliency. It was 0-0 at half of the JVB game versus Sycamore, and they, you know, come out and win 3-0. The Ryle game, you know, from all, I wasn't there. We were playing West. From all accounts, they took it to him right from the beginning.
And Ryle's got a nice club. I mean, you know, it's a great program.
Well, and to score five goals in 60 minutes because you only play.
Yeah, they're shortening games, right?
Yeah, so they're playing the right way. You know, they've bought into Coach Cody. He's been a fantastic hire for us. The guys are just getting it, and they're working hard, and they work hard. I watched one of their practices. You know, they're just working really, really hard. They're finishing shots. You know, they're following shots. They're just doing a good job. The JV team, you know, they need to continue to buy in.
Okay.
They're extremely talented. There's a ton of talent on that team, and they're still working to, I think, find their true identity of how
as
they
a team.
Want to play. Yeah, of how they want to play.
Sure.
But man, they're loaded, and you know, I think that there'll be a really good test once we get into GCL play to see. You know, who they want to be. But that team is absolutely stacked, and they got really good players.
Sure.
You know, Raul is doing a good job with them. They just need to continue to progress as a team, you know, play simple, find feet, and they'll go a long way. I mean, they're 2-1-1. They lost to Mason, which no one's going to, you know, be upset about, and they tied East, and East had a really good JV team. So, you know, they beat Sycamore. They beat Anderson, two of the best programs in the city.
Right.
We're extremely excited about the promise of the JV team. They just need to continue to work, you know, day in and day out.
Sounds great. Well, Coach, why don't we take a break, and we'll come back. Let's talk about the week ahead for the Crusaders. And I'm guessing you guys are off today since it's Labor Day, even though we are working. But we'll take a break, and we will be right back. This is Rob Ebel with ESP Media. Some investors have time to manage their own portfolios. Others don't. That's why Raymond James & Associates offers several types of professionally managed programs designed to meet your needs. Call financial advisor David Rodrigo today at 513-786-7842. That's 513-786-7842. He is located in Blue Ash, Ohio to discuss professional asset management. Raymond James Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned. Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it. Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. We're in segment number two of the Molder Soccer Podcast, number four. I'm here with Coach Mike Welker and family. We have Megan, Levi, and Mason in the studio, and they're having a blast.
Just living the dream over there.
Mason's just staring at that microphone like, give me the microphone. Look at him.
He's got a calling.
So I'm guessing, you know, we're here working, and I'm guessing the team is off since it's Labor Day, right, Coach?
Yeah, no. We gave them off Sunday. I gave them off today, and I got a text message yesterday about 11:30-ish from Will, our captain, and he's like, we'll be there tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Make sure you're there. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I felt like, you know, after those first five games, you know, give them an extra day of break.
Sure.
You know, give them another, you know, rest day, and especially on a holiday, I'm sure they're watching the fireworks and everything. But Will's getting the troops in at 8 a.m., so I'll be there in 20 minutes or so to prep for X. So, you know, they're just different. They're just a different group of guys. Like, it's crazy. I'm I'm so happy to be their coach. I'm so honored to be their coach. They're just good guys.
Each season, I know the 9 years that I coached, each season it's a block of clay. And it's a different block every year. And you just kind of – it's fun to watch it evolve. And knowing all the podcasts we did last year and the season that you went through, and it's just – it's a completely different team this year. But it's going to be like that next year too. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the players, parents, coaches. It's a good, great start for the Crusaders.
You and I talked about before the season how I equated varsity soccer to the show Chopped, where you just get all these ingredients and then whatever happens, happens. You know, this year we got – you know, a ton of good ingredients, a ton. And we're subbing way less, way less this year than we have in years past. And there's some seniors that, you know, aren't getting as much playing time. And they're all bought in. No one's complaining. No one's saying, you know, about me, I need this. Everybody is bought in. And it's just so refreshing as a coach that, you know, all the stuff that I've asked of them, you know, to buy in, to trust me, to, you know, through the off season, while we're working, they're all in. They're all in. And obviously it helps that we're playing well. You know, we'll revisit that in 2-3 weeks.
Sure.
But, you know, I think that having the one-on-one meetings help. I think just, you know, the seniors,
everybody understands where things are.
Right, exactly. Right. You know, you kind of know, you know, the Marvin Lewis thing of do your job, whatever your job is, do it extremely well, know it. The coach needs to communicate it to you. And then when you get called upon, go do your job.
Okay, sounds good. Well, listen, Tuesday we play St. Xavier Bombers, and it was supposed to be St. Xavier's home game, but we flipped.
Yeah.
And then Mike Asbeck, the Moeller's athletic director, reached out to Andre or Mike Bone, and this will be year two of playing our home game with St. Xavier at Gettler Stadium at the University of Cincinnati, 7 o'clock on Tuesday. I loved last year. I didn't like the result, you know. But
Neither did I.
Right. But it was a great night.
Yeah, it was an awesome night. And in fairness to St. Xavier, this was my mistake that it was always our home game. So it was I will openly admit that it was my mistake that this was actually our home game to begin with. But, you know, once we sorted through that last week or the week prior, you know, Mike and I talked and we just felt it was best to have it at UC again.
Great venue. I mean, it's a great experience for your whole program.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the varsity game.
Right.
You know, at 5 o'clock, the JV get to play on the big field down at UC.
Right. And that was my big sticking point is we're not just going to move the varsity game. It's JV and varsity or we're staying here. And you know, cause they're part of us. So really cool environment, really cool atmosphere. You know, Will gets to play there next year. Hopefully we have a couple other guys that get to play there next year, but the city comes out. I don't want to make up numbers, but I feel like there was 1,000+ people there last year.
At least.
There's a lot of college coaches that come and watch this game. There's a lot of people from UC that come and watch the game. Alumni that are at UC.
I remember last year when we were broadcasting, we looked out, there are people looking out their windows at university apartments behind us.
I mean, it was fun. Anytime Moeller plays St. Xavier in anything, you know, it could be anything. If it's on a college campus, the alumni come out. You know, whoever's at school,
it's gonna
be
fun.
They come out. It doesn't matter if it's football, soccer, baseball, whatever it may be, people will come out. You know, it's just – I wouldn't have it any other way versus St. Xavier.
St. Xavier is coming in 2-1-1. Mm-hmm. They have victories over Lakota East and St. Ignatius, who was, I think, number one mythically in the country.
Yeah.
And then they have a loss to Anderson 2-1 and a tie to Sycamore 1-1. Mm-hmm. I think you can throw the records out, like you said, in anything. You know, it could be academic team. It could be whatever.
Right.
No matter what the record is, this is going to be a competitive match in anything we do.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I don't know what the rankings come out at noon. I would assume that we'll both be top three, but it doesn't, like, that doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's...
See, the boys are excited about the St. Xavier match. I mean, listen to them.
They heard
X. In fact, Levi's got X all over his onesie.
Yeah, for that game, it truly doesn't matter. You know, the talent's there on both sides. You know, a lot of these guys are friends.
Sure.
Know, even though it's Moeller, St. Xavier.
And they probably went to school maybe 1 through 8.
Right.
With a lot of these guys.
They could have been the same grade schools.
Sure.
And you know, tomorrow will be fun.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be fun.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter our record. It doesn't matter their record. It doesn't matter who we've played 3 of the same teams.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Like, right. Just go out and play.
Right. Tomorrow is all about school pride.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously there's a bigger thing in play with the GCL, you know, starting up. And, you know, this is game 1 of 6. But again, for us, our mentality is it's another game.
Right.
It's yes, it's St. Xavier. Yes, it's a big deal, but we're going in tomorrow. It's another game. If we lose, we lose. We regroup and we move on. I guess Mason doesn't like that I'm saying that, but it's just one game.
He just wants to get to practice, Coach.
Yeah, it's just one game. It's
He just wants to get there. But if you cannot make it down to Gettler Stadium at the University of Cincinnati, we will be broadcasting. Broadcast will probably go on about 6:50 on letsgobigmo.com. So go ahead and hit that website. And Greg Waddell and Danny Welling will be bringing you all the live action on letsgobigmo.com. But that doesn't end the week. You wrap up this podcast week, if you will, Saturday. Hosting Walnut Hills 5 p.m. And, you know, I've been doing this for a few years with Moeller, and I don't remember the last time Moeller beat Walnut Hills. The Eagles are always tough in soccer.
Yeah, and they're coached by Eric Rothwell, who's one of the best coaches in the city. He's a top-level credentialed coach. He's like a developmental academy-level coach. He's really, really, really good. I saw him. I said hello to him. He was scouting us on Saturday versus Sycamore. We'll have a perfect game plan, and we'll have to adjust. I think what makes our team a little bit special this year is that we adjust mid-game, and they're listening to me on the fly and we go with it. But Walnut's always a tough out. They'll be extremely physical with
us. Coached, physical, a lot like West.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a very similar game to West, and it's going to be two tough matches for the Crusaders.
Right.
Well, let's wrap up this podcast, as we always do, with our Twins update.
Yeah.
But this time the Twins are in studio.
Yeah, Megan, why don't you grab the mic real quick and give some insight here. Jump in. Just say something. Now you have to say something. So they turned 5 months, on Tuesday. So their 5 month is Tuesday,
and they are definitely smiling.
Yeah,
Levi's giving me a bunch of smiles.
They got good smiles on over there.
Babies, pretty easy for two.
Yeah,
we're lucky.
Yeah, we are lucky.
How's grandma's and grandpa's doing? Are they
good?
Loving the Twins.
Yeah, they're loving the Twins. They get excited when the Twins come to the games, but. It's different. So again, Megan has been awesome and keeps them on a schedule.
And you say that every week, so just in case she doesn't tune in.
Yeah, they go to bed at 7. So when we play at 7, it's really difficult.
Sure.
Or they get baths at 7 and then go to bed.
But now that we have broadcast, she can tune in.
Yes. Yeah. She gets to listen. Who do you? I'm gonna put you on the spot. Who's done better, Welling or Hoffman?
Ooh.
I don't know. Well, Danny's done more.
Yeah. Okay. Hoff's only done one.
Hoffman had good insight because he knew.
He came prepared.
Yeah, he did come prepared.
Yeah, it was nice.
I texted him. I thought he did. Awesome
job. I did the same.
Well, and Danny did great on Saturday.
Yeah, so. He did. He's always good. I wonder if he brought a glass of wine since he came back from Napa. I got to check with him.
He's so fancy now.
Yeah, he is fancy. Pinky out. Yeah. All right. Well, Coach, best of luck this week. Have a great practice today. We will touch base next Monday, and hope it's a super week for the Crusaders. And best of luck this week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Since I came around.